Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're a couple of best friends and credentialed Clippers media people who bring in Clippers news 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah. Somehow we did it.
We did it. We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. Great network right now. Rapidly expanding. Killing it. They're bringing you a new show called Locked On Bets, which, you know, shout out to my gamblers out there. It's going to give you all the info you need in a brief 10 minutes, so be sure to check that out. But moving on to Clippers news, big news in the Clippers sphere, it's What You Say Wednesday. Every single Tuesday, a poll goes out on Twitter that's at Locked On Clips. We want to hear what you think. You're always welcome to comment if you think something else. But this one is focused on the improvements you'd most like to see from the Clippers in this last preseason game. And then in segment two, there was some media availability today from Zubats as well as Batum and Ty Lue. So we're going to be talking that. And then in shavings, oh man, there's a travesty of a possible Clippers earned jersey that we got to talk about. And then just whatever other loose ends are floating around, we're going to wrap those up. So all that and more coming up right about now.
But first, we do have to let y'all know that this episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about it in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or looking for a unique and meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so we're back with What You Say Wednesday. As I said up top, every single Tuesday, you can vote. We want to hear what you say on a poll on Twitter that's at Locked On Clips. So, Chuck, what do people say?
So we were looking for improvements during this last preseason game. And while, you know, it's not good to take these games seriously, there still can be some room for improvements. Someone pointed out last season our only wins were against Melbourne and Shanghai preseason. So for everyone overreacting, there's also that. But that's what we asked today. The options were offensive flow, perimeter defense, Zulu connection, and man's point abilities. Offensive flow dominated this one, 58% of the vote. Perimeter defense got 20. And then the Zulu and Terrence Mann one tied at 11. What would you have voted for?
In this one, man, we've talked about this. It's a little bit hard for me to say in preseason to take too many things away, but I guess I might have to go with the majority and talk about the offensive flow. The perimeter defense, it's really hard for me to critique defense through preseason games.
For sure.
And, you know, make of that about me what you will.
you need to be locked in, dude. Start taking it more seriously, bro.
The Zulu connection is something I'm not at all worried about. Basically, anyone who can handle a pick and roll can have a connection with Zoo.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that more in the next segment. But the connection is almost a lot closer than people think, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, Zoo, he goes through his kind of peaks and valleys as far as finishing go, but as far as a connection and a guard being able to find him or whoever's handling the quote unquote point duties at the time, finding Zoo is not a problem. Finishing can be, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that point.
Man's point abilities, I think, is an interesting one.
I would have voted for this one actually.
I think to me though, it's not the point abilities, or I guess it is. It's just the scoring in general. Like the shooting has to be better, and that's what's going to open up all this other stuff. I think that he has. Look, man, he plays the game better already in a year than he did last year. He plays way more heads up. He clearly has a higher vision of the game. I just think that without the ability of like a solid shot,
an actual threat.
An ability to score away from the rim. It's going to take away, you know, some of even the opportunities for those abilities to flourish.
That's a good call. I would have actually voted for Man's point abilities specifically because this is a preseason game. So I think, like you said, that how you kind of noticed that he's looked a little bit more. I mean, he just has looked confident and like he knows what he's doing a little bit more. This is already kind of on the rise and an actual trend that's come out during the preseason. So I'd like to see it continue in this last game where I assume he's going to get a fair amount of run, especially because those other, we just waived three other guards. So that's, and like offensive flow, you know, we saw it a little bit in Sunday. It's kind of gradually, there's been more flashes of it, which has been cool to see. So I can definitely see why the majority voted for that. Daniel on Twitter said the offensive flow will come soon enough, but the Luenzo connection is super important considering how shaky the second units look fit wise. So I think the second point to this is a good call in terms of how the second unit has looked, because it has looked shaky, but I also don't know how much we can really take from it, right? Like, it kind of makes sense looking shaky. Lou looks fine individually, but Kennard still got to get involved a little bit more for us to take anything away from it.
I think it's hard to make takeaways about the second unit. I do still have my concerns. But the thing is I just don't think these guys have gotten enough run for me to even say necessarily that they're shaky as a unit.
Do you think we see more of like the whole bench unit playing in this next game coming up?
So like that's one thing that we still have to figure out, because this is going to be different than Doc rotations. You know,
yeah, there's going to be rotations.
So I think that, you know, obviously there's going to be times when all five of those guys are playing on the court, but I don't know how the minutes distribution is going to work with that.
For sure.
I'm assuming there's going to be a little bit more staggering, especially with the move of Zoo to the bench. But yeah. I think that, you know, through these preseason games, we've seen a lot more of guys that now are not even on the team.
Yeah, that's what was so weird about those cuts, is you're like, so you've used all this time, I guess, for these guys.
So, like, you know, judging from these two games, is a little bit hard for me to fully gauge where that second unit is at in any sort of real way, because I just don't feel like we've seen enough. There's not a large enough sample size. But I agree that I also got to agree though with Daniel here, like the offensive flow will come to that first unit. There's just too much talent. I think the thing that's
last year they had it and we didn't practice. So this start, we should be a lot better off.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you bring up another great point. I mean, like, we didn't even have Kawhi and Paul George last year in the preseason, and obviously not Morris. He wasn't even on the team yet. So
yeah.
I think the thing, like the question floating in the back of my mind that ties into the offensive flow is just, and we're going to talk about it later, but the availability of Morris. Him being the only guy that's not been, I mean, I'm assuming he's been at training camp, but is not in these preseason games. Yeah. It does raise questions as to how that offense is going to work as a cohesive unit. And I do think that he's, you know, he's very capable of, getting himself into that flow, you know.
Yeah, he came in and fit in really well. So that's
positive. It's nothing new for him. But, you know.
It's just got to happen a little quick.
It's got to happen a little quick. And, like, I mean, we don't know what this offense is without Morris, you know, to the peak of what it is.
And hopefully, I mean, we might end up seeing, Batum might be starting on the 22nd, who knows, given the lack of timetable for this Marcus Morris situation. I'm looking forward to this game on Thursday. I hope Terrence Mann shows out. Hope we see more time with the second unit. I'm excited to see Lou, because I feel like he's going to be even more locked in. So maybe they'll have more of a focus on him and Zoo and getting cuts and whatnot from that situation. Thanks to everyone who voted in this poll. You can look for this.
Appreciate it. Tuesdays. Love it.
Love it all the time. Coming up, we're going to be talking more about the Zoo-Lou connection, as well as some fantastic stats from Justin Russo. But first, Will, talk to me about an app that can help my brain.
All right. Well, look, man, as you know, life can be stressful even under the most normal of circumstances. But 2020 has challenged even the most difficult times of life. So you need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes. That's Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. Very important. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. And who doesn't want more of that?
Love it.
Love it. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Ooh. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's all caps, one word. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. That's the best deal being offered right now. headspace.com/lockedonNBA today.
Okay, welcome to Presser Vibes. We're going to have a preview for the game on Thursday's episode, so look out for that. It's going to be a fun time. We had Zoo, we had Batum, we had Lou. Bit of a, you know, alliteration, almost alliteration-filled presser, which was a fun time. Zoo spoke on having COVID, which...
which we haven't really heard him talk about.
No, he is not. He said, I was lucky to not have any symptoms and to feel good even when I had it. It's been good. Said, I know it depends on people, but I feel great, and hopefully it stays that way. He looks like he hasn't felt any ill effects so far.
How are we feeling about the beard? Where are we at on Zoo's beard?
I want it to get out of control.
Yeah, I'm actually 100% with you. I want him to grow like a full-on kind of Rasputin type of thing.
It adds such a weird part to his game.
Yeah, it's an interesting wrinkle. I feel like it's more intimidating. You think he thought he was a rim deterrent before?
Yeah, like short hair, long beard. Like, it's,
yeah, wait till he has a beard that goes to his collarbone.
Two wristbands for some reason. You're like, dude, what?
Leather wristbands on the court. How about that?
It's just taking it. Yeah, I think that's maybe year. That's maybe year like seven Zoo when he starts getting way better. But so we were talking about the Zoo and Lou connection, which is something that is a fair thing to wonder about because that's the new pairing on the bench for the pick and roll. But Justin Russo drew some great stats from the scrimmage on Sunday. He said the Clippers scored. This is at Fly By Night on Twitter. Go follow him. Even if you don't have a Twitter, just go follow him. Great stats. Great analysis as well. He said Clippers scored 16 points on 9 possessions on Sunday in which Lou Williams and Ivica Zubac were involved in screen action or a handoff. It's pretty damn good. Close to 2 points per possession. And then he said all 6 of Lou Williams' baskets on Sunday came as a direct result of screens or on handoffs involving Ivica Zubac. So those are very encouraging from just the second. You know, this is one of those things I feel like you can kind of maybe pull away from preseason games where you're like, this is a pairing we're going to see a lot. It's great that they're already kind of showing how this spacing's working.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think that that's a like a reliable thing to look at. You know, like I said in the last segment, Zoo has a lot of chemistry with guys. And you have somebody who like who
him and Kawhi look well together.
You know, is able. Yes. Yeah. But Lou will, you know, he reads the pick and roll very well. Obviously, he's, you know, known for developing chemistry with big men.
Yes.
And I expect this, you know, this to trend only upwards. I think this relationship can only blossom. These guys are already kind of friends and have been. You know, like Lou is giving Zoo a fun, hard time always in a locker room. Like these guys already have a relationship. They just, you know, their minutes together, you know, hasn't been the sample size that we've seen. Lou with, you know, other centers who will not be named.
But, and it's, you know, it can theoretically be a more, you know, it's obviously probably not going to have the same, you know, points per pick and roll like Lou and Trez had. But it's going to be a little more dynamic. it's going to be a little more dynamic, right? Like Zoo's a better screener. He takes up more space. Like It's going to be,
and I think,
yeah, there's a pick and pop opportunity if things go real crazy.
Here's the other thing too. Like, you're just not going to hemorrhage the same amount of points on the other end. So
yeah,
even if it doesn't get to the same offensive potency that that pairing did, I think overall the impact that it could have is, you know, it has the possibility of being greater.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to watch. And yeah, you know, nice to see that chemistry working well. Hope we see it on Thursday too. Zoo was talking about, you know, he just wants to get better at everything he did last year. He said, I think my role is going to be about the same as last year. I got to defend, protect the rim, rebound, set screens for the guys on offense. I got to get on a higher level in those aspects. So what's nice to hear is that, I mean, if Zoo, let's just pick one. If you just pick protect the rim out of here for something that Zoo's going to, if he really does end up getting better at it as this year goes on, he's in certified, you know, elite rim protection stats there. He's already close to it right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But so this would be so clutch for the second unit as well. Like actually rebounding, having a center who's grabbing boards.
Yeah, well, and improving the rebounding too is something that, like, you know, that's what we talk about. I don't know what's going to happen, how starter positions are going to shake out as the season goes on, but like Zoo is positioning himself to be a closer. You know, whether that's with Serge or however that works out, irrelevant to me. If he improves on all these things, I wish that he had put finishing in here, but
hands, just hands in general,
just hands. But other than that, I mean, that's all great. And you know, he sets such hard screens. I'm a big fan of a Zoo screen.
100%. Zoo at one point last year, of all players to defend at least 330 shots within 6 feet, Zoo was second in the NBA in field goal percentage allowed. So there's these things there that, you know, if he gets better at that, it's going to be fantastic. And it's going to make the second unit a lot more reliable, as we've discussed. Nick Batum also spoke. He said, everyone called him and texted him for his birthday yesterday. So if you've watched the movie Draft Day, you would have picked this kid. Says the entire group has been welcoming and fun. Also said they've been hanging out in the locker room post-practice, and it's been a really good environment. What do they think they're doing in the locker room post-practice? Just hanging out?
I don't know. Just hanging out. Maybe a little locker room karaoke. Who knows? You know?
They're just like picking activities out of a hat. It's like truly a fun environment. It's like he got a whole
what
bunch.
What do we do next?
Yeah.
They're playing big Jenga.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it says I got a smelly sock. It's like, dude, what is happening now? He got a bunch of wine for his birthday. The Clippers organization is somehow trying to corner the market on having players who drink a bunch of wine, which I like.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I'm pro.
Doc, noted lover of wine. He also said he and Serge communicate in French when playing together sometimes, which I think gives us a leg up. I'm excited to see how this evolves throughout the season. I picture Serge trying to teach everyone French, so the whole team just starts speaking French. Be a good time. But now some little more important news. No disrespect to Nick Batum's birthday celebrations, but
whoa!
I know I'm at the I know I'm near Batum's Navy right now. So Chai Liu also spoke. Biggest news from his presser was that there is no timetable for Marcus Morris to return from knee soreness as of the 15th of December.
Things you love to hear.
This is a little tough to deal with from a. We were maybe, you know, there's going to be a slow start probably. And this kind of helps that.
So,
and by, you know what I mean?
We talked about yesterday how, like, I mean, I'm okay with a slow start. I think that a slow start would be good for this team. But I guess slow start without a key contributor of this team, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. That I'm definitely not down for. But the thing is I kind of hope that this is just sort of like coach speak where basically it just means he's talking to the trainers and they don't know. The thing is, if you know that Morris has a serious knee thing, which I'm not saying, I don't think that it is.
He doesn't.
Are you offering him? Yeah. Like, are you offering him 16 a year? I don't know.
Not this run office.
I'm feeling relatively confident. Like, I'm not psyched.
We did offer Luke Kennard.
Relatively confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but not $16 million.
No, but I'm saying we have that option in terms of like paying guys who have knee things. That might be a thing. But I don't think they did that with Morris. That's not our thing now. But so he had minor knee injuries in 17-18. Nothing serious. He hasn't had one since then he had like one in 2019. It was like a game or something like that. So that's at least good. There's not a history of these things, but yeah, it's a little nervous making.
Just got a creaky knee. It happens.
Got a creaky knee. You know, I got a creaky knee right now.
I was going to say Charles has a creaky knee right now.
My knee is elevated. I am practicing the Rice method. Reggie and Chauncey are back with the team, which is good. They cleared that. He was talking about Nick Batum. He said biggest thing with Nick is he's a great passer. So we might be seeing that in the starting lineup on the 22nd. That's me saying that, not Ty Lue saying that. He said he looked at the game film. You remember from the weekend, it wasn't as bad as he thought. They're trying to figure out rotations and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of coach speak, but he's not panicking. So there's no reason for us to panic.
I got to say.
And Thursday's going to be fun, I think.
Going to be fun. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. But I think that just this, it's still music to my ears. We're just trying to figure out rotations, really. Who plays well together? What plays well together? And I do think that we saw somewhat of a true experimentation of that. And I hope to see that continue. So
100%. And like we said, we'll have a preview on Thursday's episode. Coming up, we're talking if you would go to a game with 4,000 people in the stadium, as well as some pretty lame jerseys that could be the Clippers.
Travesty.
Earned jerseys that they're just bringing back after not having them for a year. But first, we have to give a shout out to Built Go. Makes you the best you at whatever you do. You can break through your wall, whether it's a mental or physical wall. Break through it with Go every day. Comes in easy to take 1.5-ounce packages. Put it in your briefcase or your golf bag if you really just want to get psyched for that back nine after a couple G&Ts. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's a 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. Comes in 3 delicious flavors: peanut butter, honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. Built Go uses collagen protein, which is a fast-absorbing gel, so it gets into your body quickly. It's easy on the stomach. If you go to builtgo.com right now and use promo code LOCKED, you'll get 30% off your next order. One more time, use promo code LOCKED for 30% off at builtgo.com. Let's go.
All right, so we're back with shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up all the loose ends around the Clippers.
Yes.
And do you want to lead us off with this this hypothetical?
Yeah, so the Orlando Magic operate in a state where there's a lot less COVID restrictions. The Miami Dolphins could have full crowds if they want to. They have chosen not to, thankfully. Also, shout out to all the Dolphin Clipper fans out there. I happen to be one of those rare people. But the Orlando Magic are going to have 4,000 fans in their stadium. So I was just kind of floated the question on Clippers Twitter. If people would go to the game, if 4,000 people were allowed in it, like the Magic are, people were pretty on board with it. There were people who were like pretty aggressive about being on board with it, who kind of threw out insults to those who would not want to go, which was interesting because Twitter is Twitter, of course. There were some people who were on the fence, like, I'd like to go if everyone wears masks the whole time. But I think that kind of goes out the window if food is being served, so the mask is off. You know, that's just my personal views on it. But it seemed like people were pretty excited. A couple of people were like, I'd only want to go back when there can be actual fan, like the full stadium, which I think is kind of where I'm at from a fan perspective.
Yeah, as far as like other crowds being in the stands, I don't know, man. It's a tough thing to navigate. It does seem, I don't know, here's the thing, right? For me, it's not just about like me or the other fans. I mean, I feel like at that point, if there's 4,000 plus people in the stadium, I feel like we're putting, you know, the people who work at the stadium at risk, and we're putting even the franchise and like the people, you know, like people who work for the team kind of at risk
for
just
sure.
from, you know, having to be in that enclosed vicinity. So yeah, I mean, honestly, dude, I would love to go. I would love nothing more than to go to a stadium with a bunch of fans. Are you kidding me? That sounds awesome. But not until things clear a little bit.
Yeah. What I'm only going if they give everyone Bubble Boy suits from the classic movie Bubble Boy.
I'll just put a plastic bag over my head.
Put the old trash bag on me. Let me get the trash bag suit. It's interesting. I'm sure we'll see more. You know, the Clippers have the plan, what is it, every 10 games to like reassess based on numbers around the county and stuff like that, which if you've been paying attention, you know, they're not going the right direction. but now we're going to talk about something that kind of happened a little late on, what day is it? Monday? Tuesday? Who knows?
It's Tuesday.
Some apparent, possibly not legit, but they might be. It's been circulated on pretty popular like NBA jersey Twitter's accounts, like ones that are known for being like, oh, they're actually right. They might be bringing back the earned edition jerseys, which if you remember, it was for teams that made the playoffs, which is...
They only did it for 1 year, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, it made no real sense. I wasn't really a fan of them because it seemed unnecessary. And now they dropped them. Yeah, and now they're bringing it back. The Clippers one is just an all-gray version of the 2020 jersey. Just gray, and then the Clippers is in white, and then it has the black and or the blue and red piping on the in the shoulder. But it's mostly just gray and white.
No disrespect to the design team. I'm sure people...
I don't think a team did this.
I'm not sure what happened, but it looks like a farty jersey. That's all I'm gonna say. Like it looks like a bad pair of sweatpants. You go over to your friend's house and you're like, "What were you doing?
What are you doing, dude? Here, dude? Yeah,
please wash your hands."
Yeah, like what's going on? Yeah, they're just not. I mean, look, I love a good gray. You know?
Oh, unquestionably one of the best colors.
When it comes to a sweater, you know, you get a graphic on there, it's nice. But these, it's just like. It's just it just feels uninspired. And I know that's such a lame uninspired. Thing to say, but I'm like, they're just gray. Like that's all we did here.
That's what we earned.
We earned
that's
gray.
That's what it was for.
We earned gray jerseys, which I guess we did. If you think about what we did last season, maybe we did earn gray jerseys.
I was going to say, is that what we deserve?
Oh man. I just hope they're not real. If they are, I'm probably not going to be buying. There's no way I'm buying that. What am I going to wear that with?
You're definitely not buying one.
What am I wearing that with? But if you like the gray jerseys, let us know. And again, if you haven't seen them, it's just gray and white. I'm not even, we're not exaggerating.
We're not, that in any we're not. You're getting the whole picture to your imagination. If you can imagine gray and white.
Yeah, it's nothing too crazy. We have also an announcement. Shout out to the Clippers. They're going to be donating toys and masks to local youth organizations, which is great. It's part of the LA Clippers Holiday Toy Caravan presented by Cedar Side-Eye. Volunteers are delivering more than 3,000 toys and 4,000 masks to 8 local youth organizations. Fantastic.
Whoa,
shout out to the Clippers and Cedar Side-Eye. Doing good things over there. That about wraps it up, I think, unless we got more boring uniform talk.
No, we're good.
I think that's it. Thursday's episode, we're going to be preview of the last preseason game against the Jazz. Some rotation talking as well. There's going to be some presser stuff too. And of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Will, where can these fantastic people find us?
You can find us on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. If you haven't already, please subscribe. It really helps us out. If you like what we're doing, go ahead and leave a rating and a review. We'll definitely read it on air. And yeah, thanks for rocking with us. One last preseason game. Season just right upon us.
Less than a week.
To bring you this news.
Oh yeah, we are here for the long haul. We're very excited. Thank you so much. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.